JIS Radio presents the Year in Review, highlights of the government's achievements during 2016.
The Transport and Mining Ministry accomplished much during 2016. Journey with us as we take a look back at the year that was. The opening of the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was a significant accomplishment for the Transport Ministry in 2016. The 67-kilometre stretch, constructed at a cost of some $600 million over 3 years, extends from the Mandela Highway near Kermanis in St. Catherine to Mami Bay in St. Anne, significantly cutting travel time for motorists headed from Kingston to the north coast. Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the newly opened north-south leg of Highway 2000 must be seen as an opportunity for investment projects.
In terms of the construction undertaking, the civil engineering complexity, the size of the investment, and the potential for transformation. In any country, this would be considered significant. Indeed, we have accomplished a great feat.
Features of the highway include a commercial area and a rest stop, electronic toll collection, ETC, as well as emergency service. Another highlight of 2016 was the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, for $250 million to be invested in the resuscitation of Jamaica's cargo and passenger rail service. The project will be done in segments by the government and several investors, including the United States U.S. company Herzog International. Transport and Mining Minister Mike Henry says the revitalization of the rail system has the potential to significantly transform the economic landscape along the rail corridor through tourism, freight, land development, communication, and commuter services.
Traveling from road to rail to sea to air is a connectivity, with each investment having its own level of return. And it should not be looked at that you're replacing one method of travel with the other.
Phase 1 will see the development of the Montego Bay to Appleton leg, slated to get underway before the start of the winter tourist season in December 2017. As part of the government's continued efforts to boost the capacity of the Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, 35 buses were acquired at a cost of $500 million and put into operation in September, while a number of refurbished vehicles were added to the entity's fleet. Transport Minister Mike Henry said the provision of the new and refurbished vehicles is part of sustained efforts by the JUTC to improve service to commuters. Work was advanced on the development of the country's roadways. The government allocated $6.97 billion in the 2016-2017 estimates of expenditure towards the funding of the Major Infrastructure Development Program, MIDP. Roads targeted for attention under the project include Morand Crossing, Whitehall-St. Thomas, Marcus Garvey Drive, St. Andrew, and Mandela Highway, St. Andrew-St. Catherine. The program is funded by the Government of Jamaica as well as the China Exim Bank. Last year, the government secured the reopening of the Alpart plant in St. Elizabeth, where investment totaling $200 million will be spent to upgrade the facility. The plant was sold to the Chinese-controlled company Jiquan Iron and Steel, JISCO, by UC Rusal, setting the stage for the resumption of production and the establishment of an industrial zone in Nain, St. Elizabeth for over 5 years. At the Noranda Jamaica Bauxite Operation in St. Anne, it was a seamless transfer of ownership to Dada Holdings LLC, which enabled smooth operation, job security, and reliable revenue to the government. Government opted to abandon the bauxite levy previously collected in favour of a profit-sharing arrangement of 17.3% with the new owners. That's it for our look at the Ministry of Transport and Mining's major achievements for 2016.
The Year in Review.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.